hundreds of migrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border in recent weeks have made their way to Portland, Maine, and they're stretching that city's resources to the limits. These migrants are not from Mexico or Central America. They're from much farther away, as in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Angola. And now that they're in Portland, Maine, they're getting help from people like Claude Raganje. He's Congolese and directs a group called Prosperity Maine, the Center for Financial Education. Raganje says many of the new arrivals have been on the road for up to 4 months and have traveled through as many as 11 countries en route to the U.S.
The majority fly to Brazil, and then they start the journey through the buses, mostly, and other walking.
So it could be a plane, a boat, but it definitely includes lots of walking and then eventually a bus ride from San Antonio.
Definitely. Once they landed in South America or Central America, really walking was a big issue for them. And I feel so bad. Little children, mothers who are pregnant. The others, I was talking to a mother who are actually delivered in Panama, and I was talking to others who delivered actually in Mexico. So I wondered how they really did this journey. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that journey is more than 10,000 miles. It takes months. Do these migrants know that when they start the journey? Do they know what's ahead of them?
I really doubt, because if they knew how long it would take them, somebody could really reflect twice before they can put a pregnant woman on journey or even a baby in a journey without knowing the outcome. You might reconsider taking such a risk.
Why are migrants from the Democratic Republic of Congo and Angola, why are they heading to Portland, Maine? I mean, it's certainly not a familiar climate for these migrants.
Every group, once they migrate, they go where the friends and the family member are. Portland, Maine has been a welcoming city for many immigrants, Angolan and Congolese. So when you communicate back home, people know where you are. Newcomers, they tend to go where the other immigrants have resettled.
So they go there because there's already people from the Democratic
Absolutely.
Republic of Congo. There's a community already there, so that's what attracts them.
And also, I will add that the city is also a welcoming city to many immigrants.
It certainly has done a lot to welcome the new arrivals. Here's Maine Governor Janet Mills describing how her state is responding.
Obviously, we're handed a situation here with, by fate, by circumstance, by hand of God. And there are those who might want to make it political. I don't see it that way. None of us here sees it as a political issue. It is a humanitarian issue. The broader community of the people of the state of Maine are going to be lending a hand and helping these people who are in such dire need. They call upon us, and we will be there for them.
The governor seems to be welcoming those in need, but at the same time, the migrants' numbers have really deluged shelters and attorney caseloads. Portland officials are kind of overwhelmed, aren't they?
They are. This is an opportunity for us. It might look like a challenge at the beginning, but long term, this is an opportunity for Maine to bring these people to us when the border is closed, when migration is trying to be closed by the Canada administration. So we are very grateful to have these people coming to us. I know it might be a challenge for the city, but again, we are responding as community, as stakeholders, as corporations. So it sounds like a crisis to some, but it's an opportunity for many.
Portland has even had to turn its basketball arena, the Portland Expo Center, into an emergency shelter. And I know you and your staff have been there translating and helping out in other ways. Tell us what the scene looks like there with some 200 African migrants sleeping on cots.
When you go to the Portland Expo, first of all, at the entrance, you have to have either a badge, you have to be signed up as a volunteer to get in because there is a police at the door. Of course, there are beds everywhere, maybe a couple hundreds. And then you see some tables, interpreter agencies, medical screening. Lunch and breakfast and dinner is served. We line up some tables there. And then on the other hand, you have kids playing. They created a little station where there is some cartoon. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see these children finally have a place where they can spend a day without traveling.
Portland doesn't have a formal asylum assistance program, so these people who are arriving, they're unlikely to get all the help they need. And as more of their friends and family members are on the way, isn't this going to turn into a bit of a crisis? I mean, is it sustainable to keep welcoming more and more people into Portland?
Poland may be overwhelmed on its own, but definitely we expect more cities to support as well. So once we send these migrants into different cities, I don't think this is going to be a big deal again for the city of Poland alone.
Is there anything any of the migrants have said to you that particularly moved you?
Yes. One thing that they said, we are glad that we have reached a safe place. We can't go back to our home country. Here is our home country.
Claude Waganje is from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He's lived in Maine since 1996. Thanks, Claude.
Thank you.